Joining us now in studio from the Defeat of Jesse James Day's committee, we have Sandy Vesladol and TJ Heinrichsy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You know, it's we love to have you in. Thank you so much for doing that. But boy, it's a sure sign that summer is almost over if we have members of the Defeat Days Committee in to talk about things. But
it came up fast.
It does come up fast.
Summer just flew by.
Yeah, and you've got bleachers, that some new bleachers that are being put up right now.
We do. Yeah, we have a huge project going on. And TJ is our... What do we call you? Our project manager?
I don't know if I go that far, but...
are you out there wrenching?
Not wrenching, kind of going between, kind of putting out a few fires and trying to get things all put together.
Let's talk about the bleachers, because it's not... people are starting to see them now being put up.
Right.
The backstory goes way back a while. You've been working on this. The committee's been talking about it and working on this for quite a number of years now.
Well, if you go back into the 80s, there were certain members that saw bleachers they could purchase. They came from up in St. Paul.
South St. Paul Rodeo we purchased them
from.
So that's
where they came from. Okay. So they came down, and those bleachers have been here till this summer.
Uh-huh.
And about 2-3 years ago, there was a group together. All of a sudden, it came kind of as a whirlwind. We found where there was a relatively good used set of bleachers. They were taking them out of Jackson Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
So we scrambled real quick, purchased them. They came in here right before Thanksgiving, unloaded them on 2 semi-loads, put them in a field. Didn't look at them until spring.
Okay.
That was relatively about 2.5, 3 years ago. So we finally raised enough money, took out a loan through in town here to put them together through the committee, because we knew what it was going to cost to put them together. So that's what you're seeing today. So we had a group that dismantled them. I have a group that's putting them together, and hopefully people don't get nervous because you're only seeing one set of bleachers, because the one set is virtually replacing the two sets, which were old. We're updating them. We're going to make them handicap accessible. It should be a little more easier to get on and off the bleachers. Yes, it's more of a little more congestion because we're putting everybody on one side of the arena. But it still should be a good amenity to the community. So,
all right. So the bleachers are just going to be on one side,
correct?
Not two that we've seen in the past. But there's going to be you'll have at least as much seating. Is that correct?
The rumor, if you kind of look at where we always sat, we sat 740 per side. Well, now the rumor when we bought these. It was one of them things you kind of like buying things over the internet. It was via a picture. It's like, all right, they seat 1,500. Okay, you know, that all depends on. Well, now it's like a giant erector set comes together. Mm-hmm. It's like it's all coming together. And it looks like, yes, we will be seating about 1,500.
Now, if memory serves, there have been times in the past that there have been some auxiliary seating at the ends and such. Are you going to have anything like that?
Or? Lynn Ziegler, who is the chairman of the rodeos, yes, has reserved, we'll call it additional bleachers that go in, we'll call it flank the ends of the arena. To give it additional seating, yes.
Bleacher flankers? Is that what we're calling them?
Bleaching flankers, yes.
All right. And this is, how far, have you looked at that today? I mean, as of right now, how far along is that? Are they pretty close to complete? Or?
Well, it was one of them things, you had a big giant erector set, and all of a sudden you're missing pieces. Well, ironically, in the United States, aluminum is at a premium right now, so we had to scramble to find aluminum suppliers who weren't charging astronomical amounts for aluminum because we were missing some security or some bracing that we needed. Well, once again, we want to make sure they're structurally sound. We have to have them inspected. We want everything safe, so we went above and beyond and put additional bracing in. Well, that bracing needs to be put in before you can put all the seats in. You just don't want to. It just makes assembly much easier.
You know, whenever I assemble something, there's always extra parts left over.
We're not running into that. We're not running into that.
You know, I think I have a little bowl at home, maybe a coffee can full of some extra parts. You can have them. I can donate those.
No,
I use that as a tax write-off.
I have an excellent group that we hired. I know it's a local vendor in town, your contractor in town that's putting them together. Mike Peterson Equipment and his gang are putting them together. Luckily, he knows how to run a welder, knows has a great machine shop, so it's going virtually flawlessly, but it's a big project. You know, it doesn't come easy to put all that together.
Yeah, that's a big project, no doubt about it. And it's also, you know, not cheap, the whole process that you've gone through. And you've mentioned, we were talking beforehand, that you've just started to see the thing going up here in the last few weeks, but you've been working on that for quite some time. There's been some extra work done to the field itself. Tell us about that.
We took them apart. Randolph FFA took them apart, resalvaged, repurposed some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them went to the Rice and Games Scratch Tractor deal. The rest of them they scrapped, scrap iron. They cut them apart to recoup some of their costs and raise funds. We had a lot of dirt moving down there. Gleason Construction gave us some gravel. You know, we got to make sure the foundation is good, just like in your house, so they don't come down. Mm-hmm. They don't settle in the ground. They don't wash away during a flood. So, they are temporary. They could be moved out if they needed to be, but there's an agreement between us and the city to allow them to set there and other amenities can use them. And, they don't come cheap. The dollar amounts just keep adding up real quick. It's just, you know, it was one of them things. We bought them, we thought, for a great price, and then found out it takes that great price again to put them together. So,
yeah, it does. It's not cheap. There's a lot of labor involved in that. And that leads us into Sandy, and you've got a fundraiser coming up.
We are trying to raise some money here to help us pay for these.
Mm-hmm.
The bleachers themselves, as TJ said a couple of years ago, we purchased those. So those are actually paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Putting them up down at the site, that's going to run an estimated around $40,000.
Correct.
As TJ said, we have secured a line of credit. However, mm-hmm. we don't really want to tap into that. We would like to pay for this with cash, if mm-hmm. at all possible. And we have raised approximately $20,000 at this point in cash to put towards that. So we're still doing other fundraisers to hopefully raise more and not have to tap into that loan.
Mm-hmm.
So this Saturday, August 25th, from 9 o'clock to 2, out at DocMo Ford here in Northfield, we're doing a fundraiser. It's a test drive fundraiser. How it works, for every test drive we have, and that's one per household or same address, for every test drive we have that day between those hours, Ford will donate $20 to our bleacher project, up to $6,000. We would really love to raise the $6,000. And in order to do that, we need 300 people to show up and test drive cars during that time. It doesn't cost the person doing the test drive anything. You just stop out. There's a short survey you have to fill out. And then you just take a new Ford car and drive it around the block, and you're done. And Ford gives us $20. Takes you maybe 10, 15 minutes of your time. And if we can get 300 people there and we raise that $6,000, that'll be a big deal to us to help towards those bleachers. So if you're not doing anything on Saturday, we need everybody to come out and drive cars. And Clancy will have a dozen or more brand-new Ford vehicles, all different varieties that you can test drive. We're going to have the ambassadors, Defeated Jesse James Day's ambassadors there in the afternoon. Might have a couple James Gang members stopping by. So we're just going to have a lot of fun out there and hopefully raise a lot of money. So We need everybody to come out and help support us. And we want to thank Clancy for arranging this with Ford for us. Clancy's been a big supporter of ours, and especially the rodeo, for over 30 years. So we appreciate his help on this project. And again, we just can't say enough about we need people to come out. This is a no cost way that you can help get those bleachers put up for us.
Yeah, it's free money and a very easy way to do it, and fun way too. You know,
exactly.
I've done this before. Clancy's been kind enough to do this for a number of different organizations mm-hmm. each year. This year, it's to benefit, as you had mentioned. He's done so much with the rodeo site, the Teat Days Rodeo in particular, for so many years. It's good that he's doing this and donating, hopefully, $6,000, because and it's a fun way. You get to go out and drive the new cars.
It's a good time. And the weather's supposed to be good on Saturday, so.
I want to drive one of those new Mustangs. There's going to be a line for that, I'm sure.
There usually is.
I'm thinking you should be in maybe a little hybrid, Jeff.
You think so? Not a big, got a big truck out there. I got to maybe give myself a big truck.
But we want to make sure people understand, there's no obligation when you drive one of these. No salesperson will even talk to you unless you want to talk to one.
Yep. They're there just to help you, tell you where the controls are.
Basically, learn how to start the car. I got in one time and couldn't figure out, it was a keyless one, and I couldn't figure out how to start it.
I know. And the first time, that was the first time driving one of those, was the first time I saw the camera screen. It's like, what? It kind of blows your mind to begin with, but it's in a good way. It's a lot of fun, and you'll like the new cars, and it's for a wonderful cause. And after we turn the corner on that, defeat days are coming up just next week. The horseshoe hunt starts next week,
right.
and then we're on into a Labor Day weekend and defeat days.
Look on High Point. I was in an establishment yesterday. They have Halloween stuff already. Then comes Christmas. Ain't it great?
Oh, man.
Ain't it great?
Halloween stuff. An establishment.
Establishment had all the amenities. All the bags of candy are out already.
Wow. Mm. Oh, man, yeah, Christmas can't be too far along. All right. Anything else about the event itself?
No.
Nope. Just, if you come out and then you come to the rodeo here in a couple of weeks, you can sit down and say, I helped pay for this, So you have a little pride. And as TJ mentioned earlier, Our hope is that once, we get these bleachers up, besides Defeated Jesse James Days, that other groups or, events in the city can happen out there, concerts or, whatever. So we're hoping it kind of becomes a kind of a community hub for events.
All right.
Other than just the celebration weekend.
Sure. Yeah. Now, the time and place again on that?
It's this Saturday, the 25th, and it goes from 9 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon out at Dockmore Ford, just off of Highway 3.
Can't miss it. All right.
You'll see the signs out there. So.
All right. Sandy, TJ, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And I'm sure we'll be seeing quite a bit of you guys over the course
Probably over the next couple of weeks.
Take care.
All right. That's TJ Heinrichsy and Sandy Vesladol from the Defeat of Jesse James Days Committee.